VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Suspected Al-Qaeda gunmen killed five South Yemen separatists in Abyan province Monday in the terror group's biggest attack in the region for months, according to a security official. The official told AFP the five separatists were killed at dawn. Speaking on condition of anonymity, he added the attackers are believed to be from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has yet to issue any statement on the attack. Monday's attack was the biggest in southern Yemen since August. Pope Francis will make a historic visit to Iraq in March, the Vatican said Monday, the first ever by a pontiff, and which will include a trip to Mosul. The 83-year-old has long spoken of his desire to visit the Middle Eastern country, where conflict has caused the number of Christians to fall dramatically over the past two decades. The foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, it symbolizes a message of peace to Iraq and the whole region, end quote. The Pope's visit to the ancient city of Mosul in northern Iraq will be particularly significant as the former stronghold of the Islamic State group. The trip will be the Pope's first abroad since the coronavirus outbreak hit Italy, and the Vatican said the program would, quote, take into consideration the evolution of the worldwide health emergency, end quote. Crowds of people forced to relocate by Sudan's Darfur conflict protested Monday against the fast-approaching end to a long-running peacekeeping mission in the ravaged region, witnesses said. The United Nations Security Council and African Union recently signaled their joint peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, would be wound up December 31st. Britain rejects any extension of a Brexit transition period or further talks past this year, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesperson said Monday, as negotiations in Brussels went down to the wire. From Washington, this